taught to me, she taught me again. From Joshua to Moses to Abraham.
Welcome back to Building the Bach, and I'm your host, Jason Spies. In our next segment, The Energy Impact, we hear from Dean Bankson and Nancy Hoder of NDSU and authors of the impact study done on the oil activity happening in North Dakota. This Energy Impact segment is brought to you by The Lodge at Deadwood. The next time you're considering a wedding, conference, or just a weekend getaway, consider The Lodge at Deadwood. They were voted the best hotel, the best casino, and the best overall restaurant for three consecutive years in the Black Hills. That's the triple trifecta. Las Vegas-style casino, full restaurant and bar, comfortable rooms, and a gorgeous view in the Black Hills of South Dakota. That's The Lodge at Deadwood. Whether it's a conference, a wedding, or a weekend getaway, consider The Lodge at Deadwood. Voted the best hotel, the best casino, and the best overall restaurant for three consecutive years. The triple trifecta out in the Black Hills. Visit them online at deadwoodlodge.com. That's www.deadwoodlodge.com. The Lodge at Deadwood. And now back to our Energy Impact feature with interview, Dean Bankson and Nancy Hoder of NDSU, the research team behind the oil impact study done, the Bakken Shale Play. This is Dean Bankson and Nancy Hoder.
I'd have to walk down.
$4 billion in that. What was the price of oil then?
I think the price of oil over our study period, weighted by production, was around $85, $86.
And if you were to do the study, say, over the next several months, and the price of oil was around $50,
right,
the $4 billion would probably be around $2.3. Just rough math here. I
don't know what the number would be, but it would be considerably less than what it was.
I guess that stands out to me, that we'd have that much tax revenue for such a volatile commodity.
Well, if you look at the industry, if the employment stays consistent, those tax revenues are there. What is really going to take a huge hit is the severance tax collections, because that's quantity times price.
Mm-hmm.
And the additional thing that might affect the severance tax has to do with whether the trigger kicks in. If the trigger kicks in, then a large amount of production is going to be exempt from severance taxes. So not only would we collect less through a price decline, but we'll collect less because there'll be less production that will be eligible to be taxed.
So the trigger, which has to do with the extraction taxes, essentially,
yep.
Did the study look at that, if that went away?
No, we did no comparative metrics looking forward. This is simply a estimate of the size, and the size measured in a bunch of different economic metrics, but we looked at 2013. There are people in the state that are busy answering that question right now. The whole legislature is interested. No, I believe that they'll be reporting a new estimate of
coming in this week.
Yeah, overall tax revenues, and a big chunk of that will be there'll be a lot of scrutiny looking at what the expectations are for severance taxes. That'll be coming forward this next week.
I just remember when Ed Schaefer was doing the campaign of eliminating the extraction tax, and everybody thought he was Chicken Little.
Well, it might get eliminated one way or another.
Well, there's always competing interests with taxes. You have an industry that it's in their best interest to pay as little tax as possible. You have other interests that look at that tax and say, look, we have a one-time resource. We would like to use that money to offset the impacts that are created by the development of that resource. And so there's no doubt that when you see taxes generated by an industry, and an industry composes a substantial part of your economy, that becomes a hot button issue. And it's a hot button issue for the state right now because of the lack of tax dollars coming in,
mm-hmm.
and the abrupt change in the trajectory. I think the state was expecting those tax dollars to be coming in, and we were just eyeing the real increase in oil production, and now the bottom of the price fell out. So the state, in my opinion, is relearning the lessons on commodity industries.
Well, let me transition that to the private sector a little bit, because I believe that's what's happening with the housing industry, that you've got $3,000 apartments, $2,000 apartments, because they thought the workers were going to flow in, they thought the energy money was going to flow in. Well, then the reality set in. I mean, we're not at Jimmy Carter years yet where we're at gas stamps, but Lynn Helms used the word collapse to me 5 times in an interview. That's a strong word for a guy of that position to use, you know,
yeah.
To where he wanted to make sure that was the word, collapse, when it talking pricing. So is that kind of what's going on in the private sector a little bit too, that people thought there'd be 20 years of 2009 like Bakken activity out there, or 2013, you know?
Well, I don't know. I was talking with an industry exec, and I said, you know, what happened? I said, we pay attention to this, to the, to this market and this industry. It just seems like this came out of nowhere and nobody saw it. And this guy says, yes, I work for the industry, and it sure seems like it came out of nowhere and we didn't see it. But, you know, I guess it's kind of like the old adage, you cure for high prices is high prices. Cure for low prices is low prices. And I think you know, you can't stay, it isn't going to stay static. You know, these prices aren't going to stay low forever, same way they weren't going to stay high forever. And I think that it's not unrealistic to think that there won't be some corrections coming down the pike, which, again, isn't necessarily a bad thing. You know, I don't think $2,000 apartments in Williston is sustainable. So, you know, I don't know if I'd use the word collapse, but I think correction is in order.
To listen to the full-length interview with Dean Bankson or Nancy Hoder, the research team that put together the North Dakota Oil Impact Study, go to buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. And that energy impact feature was brought to you by The Lodge at Deadwood. The next time you're planning a conference, wedding, or weekend getaway, consider The Lodge at Deadwood. The Lodge at Deadwood was voted the best hotel, the best casino, and the best overall restaurant for 3 consecutive years. That's 3 awards, 3 consecutive years. The triple trifecta. The Lodge at Deadwood, located in the beautiful Black Hills of South Dakota. For more information, visit deadwoodlodge.com. That's deadwoodlodge.com. My name is Jason Spies, and you're listening to Building the Bakken.
And never be away too long. And never go.
And that concludes today's episode of Building the Bakken. Building the Bakken can be heard every week at this time on this radio station. For a full list of our media affiliates, including our newspaper, magazines, websites, and other traditional and digital media, visit our website at www.buildingthebakken.com. In addition to the support from this radio station, we'd also like to thank our sponsors, MBI Energy Services, cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. For more information on MBI Energy Services, visit their website at www.mbienergyservices.com. The Crude Life Photography. When your photos need a crude approach, contact The Crude Life Photography. Email sales@thecrudelife.com. That's sales@thecrudelife.com. Coffee and Capitalism. Telling the story of American entrepreneurs and capitalists through community and character. Pour yourself a cup of coffee and capitalism every day at cafecapitalism.com. That's cafecapitalism.com. Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. The Eric Hatch team may not sell real estate in your community, but they can be a great resource and connection for you. Give them a call today at 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. From the staff at Building the Bakken, we're asking you to make it a safe and sensational day. I'm your host, Jason Spies. Thank you for listening to Building the Bakken.
You can always come home. You can always come home. If you find yourself out there, just remember, you can always come home.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.
Make the Lodge at Deadwood Gaming Resort part of your perfect winter getaway. Recently voted best casino, hotel, and restaurant in the Black Hills. The Lodge at Deadwood has everything you need in one place. Skiing and snowmobiling are located just minutes from the Lodge. Visit DeadwoodLodge.com or call 877-393-5634 and ask about gaming and spa packages. The Lodge at Deadwood Gaming Resort, Deadwood's newest legend. Call them at 877-393-5634.